Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Prairie Home Companion, coming to you this evening from the pleasant town of Anoka, Minnesota, here on the banks of the Rum River, where the Rum River flows into the Mississippi. Town with a population somewhere between 17 and 18,000, a town that was founded here in the 1840s as a lumbering town here on two rivers. And in 1861, when the Confederates fired on Fort Sumter and the Civil War began, they conducted a census. There were 321 men in Anoka County who were between the ages of 18 and 45. And of those 321, 306 enlisted and fought in the war. First of whom was a young miller by the name of Aaron Greenwald, who fought at Bull Run and Antietam and the Battle of Fredericksburg, and then at Gettysburg was mortally wounded, died there. His father in Anoka took the train out to Pennsylvania to pick up his body and bring it back to Anoka for burial. It's a town that has had some hard times. It was almost destroyed by fire in 1884, whereupon they tore down what was left of the old wooden structures downtown and replaced them with brick, most of which are still standing on Main Street. It's a beautiful Main Street. The town was hit by a terrible tornado in 1939, whereupon the high school teams took the nickname the Tornadoes. In 1920, the merchants of Anoka, in order to take up arms against a wave of vandalism, held an enormous Halloween festival with a parade and everything, and Anoka proclaimed itself the Halloween capital of the world. You can see a big plaque down on Main Street, the corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue. Other towns may say the same, but this was the very first. I was born here. I went to school here, along with my cousins, the Keelers and the Hunts, the Davises, the Lauxes and Bacons. My parents and my aunts and uncles are all buried in a little country cemetery just a few miles north of here. So it's good to be here and good to be alive as well.